big year for those Wellington Dukes last year. And this year, expectations certainly going to be high. And here to shed some more light on the Dukes, we've got Dukes head coach Dan Gunder joining us. Coach Gunder, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here today. And I see some familiar faces coming back again. Three starters last year's team, Ben Bliss, Noah Dearmeyer, and Mason McClellan. What are the expectations for the Dukes from your perspective coming into this season?
Hey, you know, the same as always. We just want to compete day in, day out in our league. You know, you've heard it time and time again on this show. There's great coaches in our league. There's great players in our league. So, you know, it's a tough league night in and night out, and we just want to be able to compete every night.
You mentioned that your primary strengths, you're going to be a little guard heavy. You guys want to get out and run and shoot. That sounds like a fun style of basketball.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to get off the bus and intimidate anybody this year. We're 6'2 and under, and but I'll give my kids a lot of credit. They get after it. So, you know, really as a kid, that's what you want to do. Go out and play basketball, play fast, try to score the basketball, and get up and down the floor.
Oh, and Mason McClellan, he plays bigger than his actual size. He's one of those players you've got that he can play like a guy 6'3", 6'4", and his ability to seek out and crash and get an occasional rebound, hit the open shot, maybe find a three here and there.
Yeah, for sure. Mason's probably one of the best athletes I've ever coached. He can do a lot of different things. Yeah,
wow.
he can do a lot of different things. And, you know, his first step is really quick. Obviously everybody heard his name in football this year. He had a great football season. Good thing about that was he got a couple football guys that come out that have never played basketball before. Ben Higgins is coming out for the first time, the quarterback. And he's helping us out tremendously. Just those kind of kids that are tough, hard-nosed kids, that's what we want in our program.
What are some things you've noticed in practice over the last couple of weeks with your team? I mean, we talked about the identity, guard heavy, you guys want to run and shoot. What are some things that have stood out in your mind in the first few weeks of practice?
You know, a very selfless group. They just go out and play, and whoever gets the ball at the time to shoot it, that's who we get the ball to. Our kids are sharing the basketball. They're getting after it. They're working hard. You know, I unfortunately think there's going to be nights we're going to show up in a gym and you're not going to know what's going to happen, you know, but that's given in our league, and I'm really proud of how hard we're working right now.
Some people say sports is 90% mental. Well, if that's true, how do your players this year's group of guys, how do they mentally prepare themselves for the games?
I think that's part of our job, too. You know, there's a lot of things that go into a game day behind the scenes of film study and scouting reports and understanding what we're trying to do for our game plan that game and preparing our kids ready to play. You know, one of the things we say all the time in our coach's office is you see what we coach. And if our kids aren't getting it done, it's on us. And we're big on mental preparation.
You've got three guys we mentioned at the forefront of the interview, Bliss, Dearmeyer, McClellan. Those are three starters coming back from a season ago. Individually, when you take a look at those three guys, what stands out about those three?
Well, they can all do a lot of different things. They can shoot the basketball. They can get to the hoop. They share the basketball. They're quick. They can get up and down the floor. One guy that has really surprised us this preseason is Nick Lepowski. He's another football guy that came out, really worked hard this offseason, and is really helping us out. He's not the biggest of kids. He's 6'2", 6'3", but he's another kid that plays bigger than he is. He's really physical and gives us a little bit of a presence inside.
Who will be this year's three-point threat?
Yeah, we're not sure.
It gives us radio guys a lot of fun to call those three-point bombs.
I know you guys are doing that three-point for money this year. I would probably stay away from the Dukes games if you're trying to raise a lot of money. Our goal is under 10 threes a game. You know, we're going to try to do some different things. Now, I think our guys, we can shoot it at times. It's just shot selection. Noah Dearmeyer, Ben Bliss, Mason can shoot it at times, but really we want to do other things.
Well, and of course that's on the Chronicle Telegram dime, so it's okay. I mean, that's
our game. We'll try something different.
yeah, that's all right. It's going towards a great cause, as you all know, too. So it'll be a lot of fun throughout the course of the season. Well, you mentioned some of those names of the football guys who have kind of come out. Mason McClellan kind of recruited some of those guys to come along and play. You think that's going to give you guys a bit of a tougher identity? Not that you weren't tough before. I mean, having seen you guys the last couple of years, but do you think that gives you guys a little bit of a different dynamic?
Yeah, for sure. It helps. You know, it definitely helps. I'm a big football fan. You know, I love that when our kids play football, I encourage all our kids to play football. I think it helps you basketball-wise. I think it makes your kids tougher. It makes them more well-rounded. I love when our guys come off the football field and they come into the basketball. A lot of guys think, coaches will think, you're missing a couple months. I love it. You know, and I, actually this year, Coach Howells, the football coach, is helping us out. We're trying to work together, him and I, and trying to, you know, give him some kids, and he's trying to give me some kids, and we need all the athletes we can get at Wellington.
How do you recharge your batteries? I mean, we were just talking to Brett Larrick and how this is pretty much a year-round thing, coaching at the high school level. For you, what do you do when you step away from the game just so you don't pull your hair out?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, it's good to have a family at home. That helps. You go home to two little ones. That takes your mind off basketball real quick.
I guess
that
would take the edge off the day, won't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's recharging if you're going home to two young ones. But, you know, I think that's a good step. There's a lot of days you come home frustrated and your kids meet you in the doorway and it totally changes your mind for sure. But you know what? I think all of us would admit in this room, this is the time of year when all of our batteries are ready to go. You start getting close weeks into game time, and, you know, this is how we stay involved now as all of us being competitive basketball players. This is how we can stay involved and still in the competitive nature of the game. And that's game nights. And, that really does charge your battery.
Sure. And if the pilot light won't light this time of year, it probably isn't going to light up at all.
That might be too soon of a joke for people out in Wellington with this gas situation we had. You might have hit – there might be some angry fans in Wellington. You better be careful.
I totally forgot about that until you brought that up.
Yeah. Keep your lighters in the glove box in your car.
Well, almost all the gas is restored at this point.
Right.
I guess it's coming back slowly yet surely.
We got a couple days off school, so the kids weren't too disappointed.
That didn't impact your practices, though, did it?
No, we made it a little bit better. We are a little bundled up, and we ran a little more, and we dealt with it.
Nice. Weathering that storm. Good stuff. Well, Coach Gundert, we appreciate the time as always and look forward to calling your games throughout the year. I'll be down there for the tournament at the end of December, so I'm looking forward to that as well.
Appreciate it. You know, thanks a lot for all you guys do for coverage for our county. It's just truly is. It's special for our kids.